Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, I believe. Help my disbelief.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This morning's gospel reading has one of the most famous and favorite lines in the Bible. Right? Jesus admonishes the Father by telling him his faith isn't strong enough. The Father says, help my son if you can. And Jesus says, if I can, all things are possible for those who believe. And I put myself in that father's shoes. Right? Like if I went to my priest with like a problem, like my son's an epileptic, and he says, and I say to him, help me if you can, and he says, well, of course I can, but you don't believe that I can. You have to believe more. My response would be, goodbye. You know what I mean? I would be so insulted. I would be so offended if somebody dared to imply that my faith wasn't strong enough. If somebody dared to imply that I wasn't devoted enough. If somebody dared to imply that I wasn't close enough to God or religious enough or faithful enough, I'd be indignant. Wouldn't you? But the Father of the Son demonstrates a level of humility and self-introspection that's par excellence for Great Lent, and that all of us need to emulate if we want to make spiritual progress. Instead of responding to the Lord with indignation, he says to the Lord, I believe. Help my disbelief. Isn't that how we all are? To one degree or another, our life in Christ is, we're kind of a mixed bag. We believe, but we don't believe enough to do everything we want to do in Christ's name. We believe, but we don't believe enough to obliterate all of our sins. We invite a certain measure of his grace, but when it gets too costly or when it gets too risky or it gets too silly looking to other people, then we back off from it. We have genuine belief, but our belief is somehow bridled. We have a genuine relationship with Christ, but we're not quite ready to willing to completely throw ourselves into our relationship with God. Not quite ready to sign off every aspect of our life under his authority. Right? And so, the prayer of the Father is the prayer that we need to offer unto God. Because truthfully, we can't fix our relationship with God. We can do things in order to open our hearts to God, but ultimately salvation is not the product of our work, it's the product of his grace and love. Right? We have to cultivate receptivity to God's grace within ourselves. That's why we pray, that's why we fast, that's why we come to church, that's why we do almsgiving, all those things that we do in part of our spirituality. But ultimately, we can't do it. God has to do it. So we need to say that prayer of the Father. I believe, now help my unbelief. I'm incomplete, God now make me whole. I am a sinner, God now forgive me. whatever it is that's going to complete our spiritual life, we need to resign ourselves to the fact that we are not self-sufficient. We need to accept completely, openly, even without shame, that without God, we're a wind-up toy. We're just going to run out of juice. That without God, we're a mess. But that with God in our lives, there is healing. There is wholeness. There is eternity. There is love. So when the Lord says to us, all things are possible for those who believe, we need to buck the trend of the 21st century, the trend of I'm it. I'm self-sufficient. Ain't nobody gonna tell me. I'm in charge of me. I'll pick and choose what I want from the church. I'll pick and choose what I want from other spiritual traditions, because ultimately it's all about me. We need to reject that thinking. And we need to embrace what the Lord tells us when he says everything is possible for those who believe. And we need to respond with humility, with love, and with openness, willingness to be instructed. I believe, Lord, but help my disbelief. Make me more faithful. Make me to know you better. Create in me a spirit of repentance. So on and so forth. And isn't that what we've been doing these last 4 weeks? And isn't that what we're going to continue to do in Great Lent? Because at the end, the disciples asked Jesus, how come you could heal the kid and we couldn't? And he says, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. When St. John Chrysostom talks about this phrase in this gospel reading, prayer and fasting, he says to us, I'm paraphrasing, of course, he says, look how light those who fast are. Because in fasting, they've lost their detachment to worldly possessions. They've lost their attachment to money, to food, to luxury. And without attachments, they're not jealous. And without jealousy, they're free of resentment. And without resentment or jealousy, and without love of objects, they're out ready to help those who are poor. And in helping those who are poor, they reap heavenly benefits. See how the discipline of fasting cultivates within us a receptivity to the grace of God? But we have to be able to do the hard part. We have to be able to hear the Lord say, your faith isn't strong enough. We have to be able to give up our attachment to all our worldly luxury in order to go and do the even better thing. Don't we? So in today's gospel, as we're over the half point of Lent, getting closer and closer to Pascha, let's continue in the progress that we've made. Let's keep the fast. Let's be intense in prayer. Let's get ourselves to church. And let us try to free ourselves from our worldly attachments so that we can say to the Lord and mean it, I believe, help my disbelief.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.